Drivers, start your engines.
Recording live from the NASCAR Man Cave in the Motor City, this is the Lap Traffic Podcast with Tony and Brandon. All right, race fans, welcome to the Lap Traffic Podcast. Welcome to the show from the NASCAR Man Cave here in the Motor City. I'm Tony Smith alongside the professor, as always, Brandon Kraut. How you doing, B?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Hey, it's third installment of the Lap Traffic. Glad to have everybody along with us. You know, we're going to cover a few things. Speed Week's coming up. We're going to try and keep this more racing and less our personal stuff. But we got some fun things in store for the show, I think, today. Want to be interactive with all of you, as always. You know, we want to hear back from you. You have a funny story. You have a personal experience, an interaction with the driver. We want to hear about it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, baby.
So Speed Week's right around the corner. I'm excited.
Yeah, the Clash is coming up on February 18th.
Love it.
The Duels, the 23rd. You know what I really like about the Duels now?
What's that?
They used to be an afternoon race, and now they run them at night. So you get the two Duels on Thursday night, which I think that's pretty cool that they switched that.
You know what I don't like about that is because traditionally I blew off work on that Thursday afternoon and I was drunk by about 3:30.
Oh, so you don't have an excuse now.
Yeah, so I don't have an excuse. I get work a whole fucking day now, so I appreciate that, guys. That's
thanks.
Their idea was probably better. Okay, whatever. But I hate this time of year.
Tony Smith story here.
I hate this time of year. There's nothing, you know, the no racing on, and, you know, it's football, and that's fine. But, you know, it's a rating for that time of year.
We got the Rolex coming up.
We do have the Rolex coming up.
Jeff Gordon.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
That is way cool. I think that's really cool. And I think it's really, it gets these guys back in race mode, you know, some of these guys that do that. And cool to see Jeff back in a road course. He's a hell of a road course driver. I mean, so it's not a big stretch for him to be in that ride. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I do watch it. You know, I don't know if you saw, I think it was last year when the Corvettes finished side by side.
I mean, 24 hours and they finished a hair length.
Yeah, apart. A half of a car. You lost by half of a car. Like, holy cow. I mean, so it's good stuff. Anyways, I'll be looking forward to that. Like I said, I'm a race fan. I don't care what they're racing, man. I'm going to be there, so look forward to all that. So I love being at the track. What can I tell you? So that's my happy place, as they say. So what about you, B? You got a favorite? What's your favorite moment at the track?
So my favorite moment at the track involves Kevin Harvick.
Wow. I'm shocked.
So I'm going to try to keep the Kevin Harvick stories to a minimum, but since it is only episode 3, I feel like I can tell a Kevin Harvick story.
If I could take a picture of Brandon right now while he's telling this story, there'd be like emojis of like hearts shooting out of his eyes, and you know, when he talks about Kevin Harvick, okay? It's all like rainbows and unicorns right now. Anyways. No,
nothing can go wrong when we're talking about Kevin
Harvick. I digress.
All right, so my favorite moment at the track would be at the August race at MIS back in 2010.
Michigan International Speedway.
Yes, sir. So prior to the race, I had the incredible opportunity of being able to be in the back of the truck with Kevin during his intro lap, the parade lap before the start of the race.
Oh, when they ride around the track.
Yes, which was awesome. It was a very cool experience. Being able to be out there, seeing the fans from that perspective, being there with my favorite driver as we're rolling around the track at, you know, 15 miles an hour.
How did I not know that story?
I'm pretty sure I've told you that. Well, there's probably some alcohol involved when the story's been told.
Yeah.
So that set the tone for the day, which was just fantastic. And to cap it all off, Kevin Harvick actually won that race. So being able to see your favorite driver win a race in person, I think, is a cool experience because, you know, you go to a basketball or you know, baseball game, whatever it may be, there's only two teams, yeah, right? And odds are you're there for one of them and they got a shot at winning. But yeah, when you go to a race, 40 teams out there, you know. So the odds of seeing your favorite driver win at a race that you go to is, I think, a pretty rare experience.
So is it some, like, special pre-race advice that you gave him? Or
it was just my presence, I think.
Is that what it was?
So I personally feel that I am Kevin Harvick's good luck charm.
He was probably excited to get back to see
you. Probably was, yes. Now, he has yet to win again at Michigan since that time. So I am convinced if I were to ride around in the truck during the parade lap, he'd win the race.
All right, NASCAR officials, if you're listening out there, anyone from Michigan International Speedway, we need to set this up. Brandon's got to get out on the track again so we can get Mr. Harvick back into victory lane. So, yeah, all right. All right, anyways.
All right, you got a better one?
I don't know if it's a better one. I don't know about that. I've had a couple cool experiences. Honestly, like, you know, we talked about this on our last show, but like having hot passes, you know, being able to get into
so
the pits.
Amazing.
I'll tell you what, it's always cool going in the pits, but when you can go into the pits at Bristol,
oh,
right,
that had to be cool.
It way cool, right? Number one, you need like almost need a ladder to get in and out of there off the track. The entrance is on I believe it's turn one, where you come in and out of there. But I mean, everything's jammed right in there. Everything's close. I mean, you can't not see everybody, right? But I got the opportunity to watch qualifying from the infield of Bristol, and the cars are feet away from you. Way cool. Super, super cool experience. Actually, it was the same race that, and I probably got a picture of it somewhere. I should make a note here. Remind me. And we'll try and post this online. I've got a picture somewhere of Dale Earnhardt Sr., when he was there, and he was bumping the pace car under yellow flags. He was just wham, and he was tattooing the pace car. So I've got pictures of that. Maybe that'd be fun to scan those and put something out there. But yeah, that's way up there, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
a cool experience. Cool. We've been pretty lucky. So what about you, Lap Traffic Nation? What about you? You got any favorite stories to tell out there? What's your favorite moment at the track? Bump into a driver, get to ride along with the driver, something like that. I'm sure you got something out there. Love to hear more about that. So anyways, moving right along. Social media.
Yeah.
We're all about social media.
So Facebook.com/TheLapTrafficPodcast, Twitter @TheLapTrafficPC, Instagram @TheLapTrafficPodcast, and our website, TheLapTrafficPodcast.com. And by now, hopefully, you've seen our pictures for our retweets and shares and follows and all that kind of stuff for each individual account. We got some really cool stuff that I'm going to use that as my teaser, that I'm going to tell you what that cool stuff is in a few minutes.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's cool. So what about, speaking of great experiences, but what about favorite tracks, B?
Favorite tracks.
My favorite.
So it's 2017. It's getting ready to start.
Yep.
Tony, what race are you looking forward to the most to watch in 17?
Well, obviously, I mean, Daytona, right? I mean, that's like, you know, that's
goes
like...
goes without saying.
Yeah, I mean,
we have a big party here at the NASCAR Man
huge,
Cave.
Huge party here. You're all welcome. Stop by. I'll tweet out the address.
There we go. Bring vodka.
So, anyways, yeah, you know what? To the one that I really like to watch, and I'd like to go there again. I've been to the track. I've even driven the track. Watkins Glen. You know, that's a great, man. It's upstate New York, Lake Seneca area is gorgeous. It's really cool place to go. And so I like watching Watkins Glen just because you don't know what's going to happen. I mean,
cool. The road courses have been getting excellent.
Man, they just wail on each other trying to get through, you know, and it's not over until it is over. That last turn right there is tough, tough, tough. So, especially when your car is all used up,
right?
But, and of course, you know, obviously, you know, MIS. That's our home. That's our home track. There's a lot of there's still tracks that I want to see. Martinsville's way up there. Bristol. I like the new repave. So Bristol. But if it's not Watkins Glen, you know where I'm going. I'm going to play in the dirt.
Yeah.
I'm going to Eldora, baby.
Time to get muddy.
It is time to get muddy. And right. I know it's a truck race, but. You know, we talked about it, I don't know how many episodes ago, but, you know, Eldora's a great place, man, to watch a race. And we went there for the truck race and saw, what was it, Big Block Modifieds?
Big Block Modifieds. Man, those guys are fun to watch.
Kind of fast.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put a plug in there real quick. And I'm sure, well, we saw Tony Stewart there this year.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll see him more. You know, he's out there driving the tractor and working the dirt to make sure that the track is.
I think it's safe to say he's a perfectionist at that track.
Oh, boy, is he ever.
He knows how he wants that dirt to look, feel, and he's not letting them cars out there until he's got that track the way he likes it.
What was that, though, the big block final?
So the feature this past year, they ran their heat races, and before the feature, they had the trucks come out to run their practice. And after the trucks practice, man, it tore that field up, you know. So they ran about a 2-hour delay in them running that excavator or whatever that big ass machine was.
Some half a million dollar thing.
Running around the track, you know, rototilling it. I think that's more or less what it was doing. And then, so there was about a 2-hour delay in the feature just because the track just was messed up.
So I got to the track that night at about, 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning?
Literally.
And Brandon had just walked up to our campsite as I was pulling in. So I missed that. They did run the next day.
I was getting the grill warmed up, baby.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm talking about. And so that was good. But I did get a chance to see the big block modifieds the next day.
Yes.
They ran before the trucks. It was really cool. But yeah, they spent the whole day getting that track right.
And, yeah.
Really accessible to the drivers. You know, we got to meet the drivers there. The food.
Food was awesome.
$3 beers.
Tony can't get over the $3 beer.
I cannot freaking believe that, man. I'm used to going to a baseball, football game, paying, you know, you got to fill out a credit application before you fucking get to order your goddamn food, right? You know, so anyways, I highly recommend Eldora. That's a must do for all races. If you haven't been there, that one's got to move up your list in my opinion. But what about you? What kind of tracks do you like there, Lap Traffic Nation? Maybe we should do something about that.
Yeah, we could do something about that. I got one of my favorite races. Well, I got a couple. I got three that I want to plug.
Go.
The Bristol Night Race. I love literally getting ready weeks before, like anticipating the Bristol Night Race for a couple reasons.
You haven't been to that yet, have you?
I have not been to Bristol. No, I have not.
Sorry. So on our adventures this year, well, we're doing Eldora. We're doing Michigan.
Yes.
Man, that'd be nice.
Bristol would be... That's a light penciled in. And, I think.
It's a very light pencil.
Very light pencil.
So anybody got any? If anybody's got like you know an extra bunk or two, and they're camping at Bristol, we'd love to come down and party with you.
Yes.
Maybe we'll do a live show.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yes. We'll put you on.
Yeah. You'll be on, man. Absolutely.
But if we put that person on, then odds are we're not going to have anyone listening. You know.
Yeah.
But no, I love the Bristol Night Race. One, just because the race is cool. I love the venue. But also. Bristol Night Race tends to be the same weekend here in Michigan with a little something known as the Woodward Dream Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
And for those that haven't heard about the Woodward Dream Cruise, that paired up with Bristol makes for a very cool weekend. We are very close to the epicenter of what is known as Woodward Avenue. And on Woodward for about a week and a half leading up to the actual Dream Cruise, you can go out to Woodward and see any kind of car you could have ever imagined from, you know, old 60s, 70s, 80s, any manufacturer to concept cars, you name it. I remember last year seeing a couple Batmobiles, Back to the Future cars.
The Monkey's Mobile.
The Monkey's Mobile.
And you'll see Nash Ramblers, you'll see Ferraris, you'll see everything in between.
Yes, and it's just a very, if you love cars like we do, there's a park that literally is just dedicated to Bel Airs, and I love walking through and seeing all the old school Bel Airs.
Of course, down at the other end, down in 9 Mile, there's Mustang Alley.
Mustang Alley.
If you're into Fords, I mean, you know, if you're into Volkswagens, I can tell you where the Volkswagen group hangs out. You know, it doesn't matter. If you're into cars, that's where you need to go. It's actually the world's largest one-day event. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
A million people come into town for that. So, yeah,
we'll get some pictures and stuff about that out there. It'll be something you guys would like to see if you hadn't heard about it.
Yeah, check out, Google. That's a good Googler right there. And Woodward Dream Cruise. So.
Yes. So that's part of the reason why I like the Bristol Night Race. Yeah. It ties in with that. One of my other favorite races of the year is the Coke 600.
Oh, yeah.
The Memorial
Day.
I love being able to park my ass on the couch and watch, you know, 1,100 miles of racing between the Indy 500 and then the Coke 600 on the same day.
I agree.
And then I also love Darlington. I think that's a great race. The racing there has been really good. And I love seeing those old school throwback paint schemes. I think that's a pretty cool thing that NASCAR's done with the Darlington race.
Oh, I think that's really cool. I think it's really, really cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all right. So what about a Facebook survey? What kind of tracks do you like?
Yeah, we'll get that out there. Let us know. What track do you anticipate watching?
Yeah,
favorite one? Do you do something special for it? You know, do you have a big party for any particular race?
Yeah, post
Let
a picture.
And we'll talk about it.
Yeah, post a picture. That'd be cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's way cool.
Speaking of posting. Speaking of posting. So, follow us. Retweet us. Share us. Yeah. Whatever you got to do with us, do it.
Do they get anything if they do that?
I think they do. I think they do. So,
Bob, tell us all about it.
So here's what we're doing. Once we hit our 100th follower on Twitter, we are going to give away randomly to one of those 100 people an 8x10 autograph of Casey Kane. It's pretty cool, right?
That's way cool. Casey, yeah.
Facebook. If you like and share our Facebook page, once we hit our 100th person, we're going to give away an autograph 8x10 of Austin Dillon.
Also cool.
And on Instagram, same thing. Like us, share us on Instagram. And our 100th person to follow us, once we get that 100th, we'll do a random drawing for that group and give away an 8x10 autograph of Matt Kenseth.
Wow.
And
those are good autographs.
Right? We don't mess around here at the Lap Traffic Podcast.
I'm telling you.
We go
you.
Big. That's for our 100th follower on each of those accounts. Not the 100th person's going to get it, but we'll do a random thing once we hit 100 people on each of those accounts. And then once we hit 200, we're going to do it again. So stay tuned to our social media. We're going to talk about you. We'll talk to you guys on social media. You know, send us your stuff too.
Yeah, you're going to be talking to one of us, right?
Absolutely.
Our corporate staff is a little thin right now. You won't be talking
anyone
to one
here?
Of our, yeah. You won't be talking to any, you know, underlings, as they say. But, you know, speaking of dirt, we were talking about Eldora earlier. Casey Kane, that's what I watched him for years before he made it into NASCAR, watching him on dirt, man. He is really good. So some of those guys are, that's where they cut their teeth. Well, we saw, you know, at the truck race, you know, this year we saw Kyle Larson.
Yeah,
he was
bad, man. Bad fast.
He's a bad man. Yes. Wow, was he good? So, cool. So, what else we got on the agenda here today? Funniest moments at the track. Got any good stories out there, Lap Traffic Nation? We'd love to hear those. B, what about you?
All right, so I got what I think is somewhat funny. So, this was a couple years ago at the June race, MIS. It had rained for a little bit. And they red flagged the race, brought the cars down pit road. Drivers were able to get out of the cars. Sun had come back out, and they're drying off the track. And there are some Porter Johns lined up along pit road, right?
Yeah.
And I see two very high-end or high-caliber drivers standing in line to use this Porter John, right? One walks in. The other one's standing there.
Any of them have NASCAR championships?
They might. Okay. They might. Right. I don't want to say who it was.
Yeah, that's fair.
So as this person exits the Port-a-John, they are bombarded by about 30 people that are down in the pits on pit road and are trying to get autographs during the red flag. And said driver looks at said lady and goes, "Ma'am, you realize there weren't any sinks where I just walked out of, right?" And she looks at him and goes, "That makes it even better."
Oh.
And he actually got a good laugh out of that and signed it. I thought that was pretty funny. Pretty funny.
That is.
Yes. Wow. So that's one of my funnier moments that I've witnessed at the track outside of your random. I don't know if they do this at other tracks, but at Michigan, if you're going to a race at MIS with a group of people and you're a rookie there, they yellow tape you up. I'm sure you've seen that out at the track.
Sure,
you know, they'll throw the yellow tape around you to let people know that you're a rookie at the
your
track.
First time there.
And there are some people there that, you know, handle themselves pretty well. And there are some people there that by, you know, 11 o'clock are drunk off their ass with this yellow tape and can barely stand up.
But, you say it like it's a bad thing.
Well, I'm just that's why it wasn't my funniest moment because right. you know it's a frequent occurrence there. But yeah, so that was my funniest moment at the track. Tony has a very funny story.
Yeah, first, why don't you tell us about what's coming up on our next show?
Yeah, so next show, we are going to cover driver sponsors.
Speed Week.
We're going to preview Speed Weeks a little bit. You know, we're getting this out there a little bit early in terms of when the season starts, but we wanted to make sure we had some shows out there for you guys so you had something to listen to. And
get you hooked on our
get
drug.
Get you hooked, right? you know, so we could start our social media and all of that and getting stuff out to you guys. So... The next few episodes, you know, you might hear a little bit more personal stories about us and some favorite moments and things like that. But once the season gets closer and we get to our weekly races and things of that nature, we're definitely going to get into the nitty gritty of the season.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, once they hit the track,
yes.
we'll have lots to talk
yes,
about.
Yes, absolutely.
You know? Yeah, so there'll be some free agent drivers, lots of sponsor changes, all that kind of crazy stuff.
Yes.
Coming up. So, yes. My.
So, follow us. Facebook, laptrafficpodcast.com, Twitter, at the laptrafficpc, Instagram, at the laptrafficpodcast, website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. If you want, shoot us an email, admin, at thelaptrafficpodcast.com.
Yeah.
So, all right, so Tony, all right, I've been in suspense here for the last 21 minutes here now. All right. I've heard this story probably 30 times, and I laugh my ass off every time I hear it like it was the first time I heard it. So Tony has a fantastic story that he is going to share with you guys as his funniest moment at the track to wrap up the show today.
Absolutely. No, it was this was fun. So I'm in Bristol with some friends, my good buddy, our good buddy, Steve Merrick. And
I think we might get him on every once in a
while. I think we need to have Steve on here.
I think you guys would like Steve.
Steve is an old school NASCAR fan. Like you sit down and have a beer with him, and he's pulling up pictures out of his phone of old pictures that he has from when Mark Martin was running ARCA and, you know, really cool stuff, hardcore fan and a hell of a good guy on top of it. But, yeah, so I'm at Bristol hanging out with Steve and some other people, and we didn't camp there. So we had to find there's no hotels nearby. Or at least,
motel?
Yeah, it was a motel. It was a mom and pop, you know, one level, you know, motel. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where it was, you know, half an hour, 40 minutes outside of the track. So I get a picture of this. So we're done, you know, so done racing for the day. And we go back to the motel. And we hit a bar on the way back, but it's Dry County.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, right. They might want to put that in their brochure, right? Like,
might want to let people know.
Yeah, good, been a valuable piece of information. But anyways, but now the craziest part, though, and I guess it isn't crazy. Like in the South, this is semi-common, right? But the crazy thing to me is because we don't have dry counties or anything like that. So, but you couldn't. There was no bars, but you could go to a club and join the club, and you could go get a beer, whatever. Well, all right.
That seems like a pain in the ass.
That seemed like way too much of a headache. So anyways, but you can go down to the gas station and buy beer, okay? So no bars, but you can still go buy beer. Fine. Steve and I go down to the store, get some beer. We've got the styrofoam, the white squeaky styrofoam cooler, pack it with ice, whatever. We go back and we're literally sitting in the parking lot, right? You know, like those little cement curbs? You know, so you don't, you know, you pull into your parking space, right? We're sitting on that in the parking lot, just drinking beers and talking about the day, right? So we're sitting there having a couple beers, and we hear one of the rooms just down from us. We hear some music, and there's a few people going in and out of there, and they got the drapes closed, and they're hooting and hollering a little bit. And I, you know, wow, wonder what's going on there. Well, this fella comes out. So I'm gonna paint this picture. So, man,
stereotyping.
Not stereotyping at all. But I mean, but the swear to God, this guy was 6'4", just had his bib overalls on, no shirt on underneath of it, and had like a John Deere, you know, hat kind of hat on, beer in his hand, you know, and he's been having a good time, and so we're just sitting there. And we said, hey, it sounds like you're having some fun in there. He says, yeah. He says, yeah, we're doing pretty good. He says, y'all aren't cops, are you? We look at each other. Yeah. We're cops sitting on a curb drinking beer in a parking lot, right? Yeah. He blew our cover, right?
Maybe that's what they do down there.
Right. Sign me up. I'll be a cop. Shit. It's called drunken disorderly here, but there I could be a cop, right? But anyway, so yeah, like, no, we're not cops. He goes, well, he says, well, we got ourselves a dancing girl in here. I said, oh, yeah? He says, yeah. I said, well, how's she look? He pauses. He says, well, y'all keep drinking. You'll be all right. So that's our show, everybody. Thanks again for listening to the Lap Traffic, and we will see you next week.
See ya.